Let's talk about that devastating storm that just hit Louisiana.
Yeah, it's moved inland now over western Louisiana after making a landfall about 1 o'clock this morning at the fishing town of Cameron. And winds at the time, 150 miles per hour. And now it has decreased in intensity around 100 miles per hour. Still a very strong storm. And it continues to move north and will end up, at least tomorrow, it'll be in Arkansas. And then gradually turn to the east and go across Kentucky on Saturday. And over the weekend, it'll cross through the mid-Atlantic states. And by Monday morning, it will be over Newfoundland in Canada. So it's a long journey for Laura, but of course, Laura will become a tropical storm once it gets on up into Arkansas and then a tropical depression across Kentucky. It's still not totally out of our picture here because it's going to draw in a lot of moisture from the tropics and the Gulf of Mexico, and all that moisture will come in over us this weekend. So we look for high humidity and along with scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. But it looks like kind of a wet weekend, and we're really not going to pull out of all of this until perhaps the middle of next week. Now, for today, I expect partly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll be up around 88 and might make it to 90 degrees, but the humidity will be high, and as a result, the heat index 106 for today.
Ooh, yeah.
Tonight, there's just a few scattered showers, low tonight in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, very humid, high in the upper 80s. And that's the story for the weekend, for Saturday and Sunday. High humidity, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, and the temperatures over the weekend will be in the upper 80s. And as I indicated, things will improve next week, slowly anyway, Monday and Tuesday. And by the middle of next week, it's back to normal, with temperatures in the 90s and a few afternoon thunderstorms.
Dr. Bill, tell me again, when can we expect the most rain from this system in our area?
Basically, it's going to be scattered shower and thunderstorm activity. I don't expect a lot today, but with the all that moisture coming in for Friday and the weekend, we'll see an increase in the number of showers. But most of that will be during the afternoon hours.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and Dr. Bill, you've triggered one of my buddies here. He texted into the text line. It triggered some emotions here because he works in landscaping, and he texted all caps 106, so it's going to be hot, especially if you're working outdoors. I do have a question about the storm and where it hit. So you look around, they're saying 20-foot storm surge was expected in that area, and there's some really low-lying areas over there in western Louisiana and eastern Texas. They should be greatly affected by that storm surge, right?
Yeah, that storm surge is going to push 20 or more miles inland, not
wow.
at 20 feet, but it's certainly going to flood areas all the way up to Lake Charles, which is on Interstate 10, and that's quite a ways from the actual shoreline. And so right now, I'm sure getting aerial pictures of what's what happened down there on the coast and for a large area stretching on up toward Lake Charles.
And last but not least, there's something out there that you're keeping an eye on again, right?
Yeah, we're still not at the halfway point, and right now the number of storms, named storms we've had, we're just about at the normal for a season, and that's not even the first half yet. And the peak of the season usually is about the second or third week in September, and then after that things continue active well into October, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see something in November this year. There is a tropical wave coming off the African coast, and it will continue on a westerly track toward the Caribbean. Conditions will become more favorable for it to intensify once it gets closer to the Caribbean. So we'll be watching that for quite a few days.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.